It's time for the Mr. Sports Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here's your host, Mr. Sports.
Yeah, baby, yeah! I got the Sharp Monster in the house. What is up, Tommy Sharp?
I am just honored to be here.
You shouldn't just be honored. You are a major contributor today. You are my official guest co-host today.
And I'm excited about
it. Oh, my God.
I'm still excited about yesterday's show.
Yeah, that was fun. By the way, I have to clarify this. Aaron Murphy, who played Tabitha on Bewitched, I got so excited because, you know, I'm itching to meet her. She won't be here at the Rogers Flea Market until next Friday the 19th. Next Friday the 19th. I'll keep hammering that home for my buddy Scott Ostalosh. So, I also want to thank Dr. Todd Flair, dentist, who extracted my tooth yesterday. Tom.
Yay.
I don't know why dentists do this. He numbed me up. He had to do a tooth extraction in the back. It was bad. I had no choice. I couldn't save it. I wanted to. I thought I was going to talk like Sylvester. I thought Putty Cat or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, suffering tuckatash. But I'm getting used to it. I think I'm going to be okay today. But he did a great job. He's very patient with me. I got clammy. I got all white. And then he goes, okay, now I got to come in from the backside. This is going to pinch a little bit. And I don't know why they lie. It felt like a Swiss Army knife in the back of my neck. I tell you, right. I bit the needle. I bit the shot.
Here's the thing. Novocaine does not work on me.
No?
So the only thing that's sore when I'm done is the 700 shots that they try to put me so it doesn't hurt.
Oh, my God.
But I couldn't believe that in all the advances in medical... It's still a foot in your chest and rip it out of your mouth still.
I'm telling you.
It's still the procedure.
And I could feel the pressure. And then I said, can I see the tooth? And it wasn't the most attractive thing. Yeah. Hey, but the Tooth Fairy came this morning. I got a note from the Tooth Fairy. I got a dollar under my pillow. How about that, man?
A dollar, wow.
Well, I'll buy us both a cup of coffee.
But let me tell you the joke here, because while I was getting that tooth pulled... Mm-hmm. I was screaming like a baby, crying, blood. So when I came out in the waiting room, I go, I came in here just to get my teeth clean. Can you believe? He goes, get out of here. All the people are looking at me horrified. Oh, my God.
I love it. Lots to talk about. Congratulations. Last night we did the JR's Pub Trivia, one of our proud sponsors here, and Sharon Scholars rallies and ends up getting the championship. We had a four-way spinoff for second and third place, so a lot of fun, good crowd out there last night. We'll do Man on the Street today. We have a busy show today, Tommy. We're going to do Rock for the Care promotion that's coming up September the 20th at Ross's Eatery, if you know where that is, out in Warren.
Yeah, I do know.
Chuck Geiswhite, Bill Scudiero from Sideshow, and Arbutus D'Urso are all coming in.
Bill Scudiero.
Sideshow. Longtime lead singer. Legend.
They played at my
Did he?
I believe it,
because you did all these shows in the past.
But he played in my high school, when I was in high school. I mean, he's still out there doing
it. He's
that?
Still out there.
God bless him.
Yeah, I know. And I guess, you know, health-wise, from what I've heard, is that he has felt better in the past. I'm certainly hoping he's okay. He's expected to do a couple tunes with it. I think they're going to do a 1950s medley and How a Pirate Looks at 40, old Jimmy Buffett tune today.
Which I used to do and love doing that song.
Wow. You can sing. I've heard you sing.
That's one of the songs I did sing at Chucky Alberini's Chucky Night.
We'll try to get an oldies for a bar today. What's here? 10cc. I'm not sure why. Things We Do for Love, and I'm not in love.
My son actually asked me to listen to a song, and it was 10cc, I'm Not in Love. Who would have thought a 20-year-old would even know that song?
Absolutely. And then we're going to talk Bocce, Frank Popeo, Joey Cotullo, Rocco Delisio. They're going to be here. I think the commissioner of the league. This is a massive Bocce tournament coming up on national TV, I understand. So we'll talk all day. In fact, Tommy, they are so excited to come in and talk to us. They're actually meeting for breakfast this morning before they come over here to decide what they want to discuss with us. That's pretty cool.
We better get ready.
All right. Your sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between, local show of insanity, a little something for everybody. Let's get to sports. NFL tonight, Thursday night football. It's Daniels against Love, Washington and Green Bay, 8:15 on Prime. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. The Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. It'll be televised on Prime. You could also hear that game right here here on ESPN 94.7. Oh, okay. Sunday, Cleveland and Baltimore, 1 o'clock CBS. The Ravens, an overwhelming 12.5-point favorite. It'll mark the first time, unbelievably, that Joe Flacco, the Browns starting quarterback, will have gone back to Baltimore. And he said, it's a big deal. I want to beat these guys.
How good is that? That seemed like 30 years ago he played
football. I know, and he got him a Super Bowl title. It'll be interesting to see what the reaction is, because, again, it's the first time he's been back in Baltimore, now wearing an opponent's uniform. So that's going to be interesting. The Steelers will play host to Seattle on Sunday at 1 o'clock on Fox. Pittsburgh, a 2.5-point pick. A lot of people are wondering, what's the prognosis with running back Quinshon Judkins from Ohio State? I guess he met with investigative reporters yesterday following his off-season domestic violence suit, which was dismissed. He is expected to hit the practice field today. He might be available for Sunday's game against the Ravens. 49ers quarterback is a long shot, Brock Purdy, to play on Sunday against New Orleans with a toe injury. Mac Jones looks like he's going to get the call. In fact, it looks like Purdy could miss multiple weeks. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson apologized to the Bills fan who patted him on the helmet over this past weekend, and he pushed him backwards where the guy fell down. Jackson did issue a stern statement saying, just chill next time. Guardians blow a 3-2 seventh inning lead and lose 4-3 to Kansas City, ending a five-game winning streak. Manzardo's 26th home run. Logan Allen was strong, five innings pitched, seven hits, two runs, but not enough. He left with a 3-2 lead. Cleveland slips to 74-71, just 17 games left, 9.5 back of the Tigers in second place in the American League Central. But now they lose a game in the wild card standings, which really packed in there. They're 3.5 out with only 17 games to play. Tonight, they'll host Kansas City at 7:15 with Gavin Williams on the hill. Pirates lose 2-1 to the Orioles in 10. Paul Skeens, outstanding. Doesn't get a victory. Five innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, eight strikeouts, and surpassed 200 strikeouts in a single season.
If he stays healthy, that might be one of the best pitchers when he ends up, because it's unhittable. The team just can't score.
Absolutely. You know, I got to get back to the dentist thing for a second with Todd Flair yesterday. So I bite down on the shot, on the needle, and he's like, you all right? I said, Doc, I'm sorry. He goes, you got to open up a water for me. I got to finish this. And he goes, was that bad? And I said, it's not like I'm going to sit here and ask you to pull out another one. Okay, let's not go that route. We have some new stuff coming up next week, too. A Popeye segment, and we're going to play an old game called Guess the Headline. That's all coming next week. Tomorrow, another great show. Scott Jones will be in here, the owner of Youngstown Propane, as the co-host. We'll talk to a duet, Matt and Heather, that are with the Dosot Street St. Marie group, and they tour nationally. They're from Los Angeles. High school football preview we'll have with Bobby Gavalier tomorrow at noon. Gary Perung will be in here to sing a couple songs. Woo! Woo! This show is hot, dude. This show is hot.
You got a line of people trying to get into the door here, trying to get on the show.
I'm telling you, you know what the thing is? I have I brought so many bands in here. I think I've got the local band segment cornered here.
Yeah,
they're contacting me now.
Of course,
Tommy,
they
want to play.
Yeah,
they
want to
play.
Yep.
And speaking of that, yesterday you were listening, and KJ Finch was on from the band Fooling Ourselves, and you were texting me. You have an event coming up, and you're thinking about hiring this band.
It's a whole year of what we're trying to do is make Candywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our good friend Sidar, 422 Restaurant, has taken over that wonderful grounds. I mean, a great golf course. Used to golf there a lot. But it's set up perfectly for events. You could park all day long. You could do an event. And plus, they have the wine and liquor license, easy to do. So trying to revive the old Rib Fest from Eastwood, trying to put together like a fall fest and another show in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard that and could not believe what I was listening to.
The kid's blind. I think that's a great story. And not only that, he's a talented guy.
Oh my goodness gracious! He sounded just like Dennis DeYoung. I did Dennis DeYoung at the stadium.
I actually thought it was a Styx recording.
I did too.
I went back and listened to it yesterday. So, also, we got to touch on this briefly. A tragedy, a number of tragedies. Yesterday was not a good day. Charlie Kirk gunned down in Utah. I don't touch politics a lot.
No, I know.
But at age 31, it's just wrong. The temperature of this country is way too hot, Tom.
I just can't imagine, though, some of the things I was reading on social media. The hatred that... It's just... There's a guy who's lost his life at a young age. His family is... Yep. And you're talking about, well, good for him, and he ought to be careful what he said. I mean, that has nothing to do with somebody getting murdered.
Yep, I agree with you 110%.
Doesn't matter what side you're on, you shouldn't...
Absolutely terrible. Absolutely.
And here's the things that fuel that. It's the things that are said like, you know, this president comes in here, the whole country's going down. Now that clicks somebody's mind. Oh, the country's going to go down. We better do something about it.
And then on the local front, Ursuline had a second civil lawsuit filed against them. Warren Harding then comes out. And we were going to carry that game. In 2 weeks, they're going to play on, Friday the 19th. Says we're not going to play Ursuline. We want nothing to do with that football game or that program right now. And, of course, this is all involved with that hazing incident from over the summer. But a second lawsuit. I predict, Tommy, every day, we hit on this for a good hour a couple of days ago. Every day, something new's coming out on this story.
I
predict they cancel all games.
I try to defend it because... daughter went there. My company is a strong supporter, you know, for our companies for years. But I came out trying to defend it, and I got beat to a pulp.
Wow.
So I just let it go. And then I got some phone calls from people that know, and I just shut up from there because it was way worse than I thought.
Mm-hmm. It's, I think, a situation here where they're kind of pinning Ursuline against the wall to cancel the entire football season. I don't even know, because the principal and assistant principal are probably going to face some issues as well. Which hasn't been done yet.
But you know what? Here's the thing, though, that bugs me. And it bugged me when COVID closed down schools. If I didn't have my senior year of baseball, I wouldn't have got to where I needed to go. I guarantee there are some of these players that worked their tail off all summer, put in the work that had nothing to do with this, and they're not going to get to play. I mean, that just really concerns me.
I feel bad. I agree with you. I feel bad for the seniors that weren't involved in it. However, and again, these are unsubstantiated reports. What I heard was... they have 60 players on the team. 41 were involved with this.
Heard the same
capacity.
But I also heard this is not something new. It's just it finally hit the end. I mean, it finally happened where you're not going to get past this anymore. And I'm feeling bad for the entire school because I don't know if you can come back from that. I don't care if it's the football team, the band, Tiddlywinks, or the students. That's a funded school. I mean, people are going to run from there like the plague is my concern.
I wonder in the end who's going to be ultimately responsible. Now, I've heard this, the name Father Murphy. Bannered about, and that's somewhere you don't want to go. A man beloved in this area by many.
Yep.
Is he on the hot seat now too because of all of this?
Of course he's going to be.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. I was told this a long time ago, and I agree with it. The people under you will only do what they know they can get away with from the leader. Okay, that is so true. Because I remember. You know, at Eastwood Mall, certain stores would just tell us to go blow. So the employees know that the head of the store feels the same way, or they wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
And I believe this is a situation just like that.
It's a tragedy all the way around. I personally, I didn't even want to cover it, but I have to.
I know.
Who the heck wants to
cover that?
Yeah, I had a daughter go to Ursula. My mother went to Ursula.
My daughter went to Ursula.
Yeah, exactly.
Went to a ton of games. I mean,
so it's not good.
We're gonna
take a break. We're coming back with more on the Mr. Sports Show. Tom Sharp, my special co-host. Stick around. Thank you, Rich Eisen. Come on,
thanks,
Tom.
Rich
Eisen, give me accolades.
Of course.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I think we got a phone call. Hello, you're on the Mr. Sports Show. I'm getting massive feedback. How are you? Hello? Something's going on with the phone lines today. But anyway, Tom, one of the things I wanted to touch on with you is some of your past and everything. You have put on, with the help of the Cafaro family and old Dominic Barragona, some of the greatest rock shows this area has ever seen. You had David Lee Roth in concert.
One of the best shows we did.
And that was where the Scrappers play now, right?
Yes.
You worked for the Scrappers for a while.
Well, yeah, I was running the stadium for the Eastwood Mall, and then we had the Scrappers doing their thing. But yeah, the events part and the the leasing part inside, that was me.
And you also, and I remember one concert, you brought me back, so you had a bikini contest, Donnie Iris was headlining, you got up there yourself and sang on stage.
Yes.
I remember that.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
And
first I said, no, okay.
And you had all these girls walking around in bikinis, and I'm back there with me, you, Donnie Iris, and a bunch of girls in bikinis. Man, we had a grand time. Donnie Iris, what was he? He's 70-something years old back there.
Yeah.
He had the biggest smile on his face.
How about I never tell this story, but one of the girls got a hold of the judge's sheet, and I gave her a zero.
Really?
She was not happy.
Oh, my God. She goes, who the hell do you think you are? Mr. Big Shot?
She got in a big fight with me right before I came.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I'll try this. Let me try this phone thing one more time. Good morning. You there? Hello? 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 I don't know what's going on with the phone. When Carl gets here, I'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
So some of those are some of your concerts that you've done and everything. Were you the one that brought in Charlie Daniels, too, or not?
That was Dominic Barragona.
Okay.
And I, and that was probably the most people we ever had at a show on the property.
Wow.
Even in the stadium itself. We couldn't get the people in the door the whole time the show was going on. They were still lined up.
And you and I always talk about this, too. Me having gone, back behind with you during some of your productions and everything. What the artist, and we talked about this on your Nestor Thomas show, William Youngstown Studio, what the artist demand in advance, it's actually kind of surprising. I mean, people will want certain kind of water. I remember
Pat
Benatar wanted her own washing machine.
Kenny Rogers wanted 100 all cotton towels.
Are you serious?
100.
Wow.
Not 98, 100.
What was he going to do with 100 towels?
We still don't know. I don't even know.
When he gets sweaty on stage, he wipes down.
And then we had people wanting, David Lee Roth wanted 6 bottles of Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Now, I'm thinking he's doing that for the band. Nope. He's swigging those down and throwing them out the back of the stage. When the show was over, he fell into my golf cart.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he did. Me and Fast Freddy were going, who knew he was going to do this good of a show? So he's doing Jump. Alan Tura let the fireworks go too early. Mm-hmm. So it was right in the middle of Jump at the encore. So he goes, that's how all Diamond Dave's show should end, with fireworks. And then fell into the cart. No, but everybody had a meet and greet. There was a long line. I go, I'm driving by going, you're never going to meet and greet. This dude is out. Cold.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
They all went home.
I remember my son, me and a friend had to help Eddie Money off the stage. And he had asked me to go back there and blow some bowls and smoke marijuana with him before the show. Tom, and I said, Eddie, I don't want to. Come on, don't you want to party with the money man? And I'm like, not really, Ed. And and you know somebody's messed up when they're on stage. And you know, people pay good money to see Eddie Money, right? So
heck yeah.
He's turning the mic on the crowd. I got And then he would, and everybody would have to yell out Two Tickets to Paradise, you know, like the audience.
I hate that.
I do too.
I want you to sing it.
I agree.
I didn't pay for my neighbor to sing it in the crowd.
I know, your drunken neighbor. At
I got really upset with Barry Manilow.
Really?
Dude, I wanted to hear Could It Be Magic?
Mm-hmm.
He did a melody of hits and had the crowd singing that totally ruined it for me.
Wow.
He did combine like four songs, Ships in the Night, like three or four songs.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think artists do that because it's like it's an ego stroke for them? Look, all these people know every word to my songs.
I think it makes it easier for them to not hit some of the notes. Okay. And not do, really, that's my opinion. Because I'm going to tell you, Skinner was big on the songs have to be perfectly, like if they're listening to the record.
Mm-hmm.
Stickler about that. Eagles too.
Mm-hmm. A
lot of groups were, I mean, it had to be bit, 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 just like the record.
And then today, speaking of concerts, it is 24 years ago, September 11th, 2001. I was on the radio. I was working with Scott Kennedy, Y103 morning show at the time, and I had to fill the last hour by myself, just sitting there, and somebody calls me. We had a little TV in the studio and says, Mr. Sports, you got to check out CNN. So I check out. I said, why? He goes, there is a plane in one of the Twin Towers in New York City. So I turned it on, and sure enough, there's a smoking plane in there. And I go get Scott, and I said, Scott, you got to see this. And he goes, what? And so we're both mesmerized watching the tele. Then we watch a second plane fly in and do the same thing. We jump on air. We decide, you know, we're going to do a play-by-play. And then we had an AP wire machine. It is spitting out like we're under attack in, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh area, and all this stuff's happening. And I said, holy cow. United States is vulnerable. We are under attack by terrorists. And it was an extraordinary day that I'll never forget. And then we had to go to a golf outing, me and Scott, promotion for golf outing. And it was the most serene feeling. You talk about this country being divided and hot temperature amongst Republicans and Democrats. Everybody that day, for at least a few hours, seemed to be a brother. We were all as one, at least for that brief time. Yep. And then I remember we got to the golf outing, and everybody's watching TV and wants to get an update, and no one was talking. It was like eerie silence.
Craziest,
surreal.
Weirdest thing ever.
And 2 days before this, we were on a high. Our plan was we'd had a thing called the Yankee Lake Jam, and I think we had Skinner and Nugent out there for that concert.
We did. We had
thousands of people. And we were on cloud nine, man. You believe this? That's what we were going to talk. And here, 9/11 overshadowed that literally just days afterwards.
We had a show days after that,
mm-hmm.
Dwight Yoakam, that we had to... I mean, it was just something. Everybody was just freaked out. It wasn't time to go sit at a big building again with a bunch of people. It just, you know, there was no chance that was going to fly.
Wow. Hey, I got a nice little text here from Cindy Lou Who. Good morning, John. What kind of soup would you like? The Chinese broth is good with the wontons, meat, and stuffed noodles, any kind you want. Aw, Cindy Lou, you're a sweetheart worrying about me. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you
told me they care about me. Chuck Guys White is in the house with Bill Scudero. They're kind of roaming the hallway out there. I think Arbutus D'Urso is coming in as well. And then Tommy and I are going to talk about a big upcoming area bocce tournament. Frank Popio is a professional. They actually pay him to play bocce nationally.
How good do you have to be to get paid to play bocce?
Can you play bocce?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, but
really?
Nobody's tried to pay me. I want a gift certificate at the Cafaro Lamrose. For our team.
Wow. Amazing.
They have pro cornhole, too. I mean,
they do. I got to laugh.
Seriously?
The one kid I work with, I think his name's Alessio. I tune in ESPN one morning. It's a Sunday morning, and I could put him on at odd times. And he's doing play-by-play on cornhole.
Seriously?
Like, he airmailed that one. Oh, he airmailed it. And I'm like, what
a little sore.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
Look at that slide. Went right in.
And these guys have this intense, really deep, intense looks on their faces. And I'm like, wow. Cornhole being taken seriously. And they're actually broadcasting this on ESPN.
We are desperate for something.
Entertainment. I remember when ESPN came on, though, what, 79 or so, Berman and Mies and all those guys and Lee, and they covered events like that. It was like really primitive programming, and then they ended up covering everything else.
But do you remember the song ELO did, Here's the News?
Yeah,
coming
I do.
To you every hour
yeah,
on
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
What a foretelling of the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we are going to take a break very shortly. We'll talk about Rock for the Care. It's a big event coming up on September the 20th nearby in Warren at Ross's Eatery. Mr. Sports, special guest co-host today, Tom Sharp. Don't you dare go away. And we're back on the Mr. Sports Show. Tommy Sharp, my guest co-host today, longtime area concert promoter. All right, Tom, you're going to hear how bad I am at oldies. This is for Bart. A couple 10cc classics. This is why you would never have me sing as an opening act, all right? We'll do I'm Not in Love. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you've got it made. And then, of course, yeah, see, Tom, you can sing, I cannot. All right, things we do for love, Tommy. Here we go. Ready? Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea. You lay your bets in. Then you pay the price. The things we do for love. The things we do for love. Like walking in the rain and the snow. So I try, Tom. I try. I just... See, come on, Tom. Let it go.
You're looking for the answer in her eyes.
You think she wants to make up. And then she says she wants to break up. Ooh, you make me love you.
Ooh, you got away.
There you go. There you go. You got it going on. Now, when you do these concerts and stuff, and I've seen you jump up on stage, and you got that cool look with the sunglasses and everything.
It's kind of an act.
How long have you been singing? And when you jump up on stage and you have like big national acts that are probably watching you sing, you know, just kind of like you watch me do some awful karaoke right here. are you intimidated when you get up there or no?
I did at first, but because I used to get up on stage and speak and stuff, I would kind of just like take all that away. But the time Jimmy Page called me up there, and I think that was nerve-wracking.
Well, what did you do next to Page?
Well, he had me sing, because I was sitting in the close. I had a cigar, and I was watching. He was with the Black Crowes in Pittsburgh. He goes, in between cuts, he goes, hey, come on up here. You sound pretty good. You can sing. I went, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Dominic went, get up there.
Who would you say, Tom, and I think it's a very appropriate and a fascinating question to put toward you. Who would you say are some of the coolest rockers or celebrities that you've come across? People that you thought much more of after you encounter them.
I have that list in my mind.
Okay.
Paul Rogers.
Excellent guy, huh?
Blamed everything on his manager, which is what you're supposed to do. Anything that went wrong, oh, don't listen to him. Yeah. And he hung out and drank beers with my maintenance guys.
No kidding.
Yep. Paul Rod. Now, you also had Nelly. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nelly. He got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and said, hey, called me fam. I didn't know half the words he was using. You want me to do a rain show? I said, no, we can't. We have a deal with the Cleveland Indians. It'll tear up the field. They won't be able to play.
Right, dude. Right, right.
He goes, now he's already paid $90,000. He doesn't have to do anything. He can get in his and go. He actually came back. He said he would come back and do it, and he did. He came back a couple months later and did the show.
That's awesome.
Now, that not many are doing that.
Text here, I have you blasted on my speakers. I'm walking through Walmart and listening to you and Tom as I speak, that I'm singing with both you guys. So come on, Tom, let's make this a trio. 10cc song. So there you go. There you go. That's good stuff right there.
You know the guys that I did not like?
That's what I was going to ask you next. Complete jerks. Like, man.
Killed me forever listening to Cheap Trick was the hardest. Todd Rundgren.
Good to me, Tom. I understand.
It
can be very difficult.
Bad.
Gave me a great interview. Hugged me every time I saw him.
Yeah.
I think it's because I interviewed him for an hour. That's
that night, He was irritated we didn't get Bushmill whiskey on time. Maybe that was
Bushmill
it.
Bushmill whiskey?
Yeah. We had to go all over town trying to find that.
Wow.
Then he goes, and I'm not doing my hits either. We're like, oh, my God, what are you going to do then?
I know. I know. We had him at Yankee Lake. I don't know if you're involved in that. He decided he was going to do all of his songs in like a calypso style. And people were horrified.
That was it.
Was that the
name? That was it.
Oh, my God. And people were like, I paid for this.
Yeah. He was going to do. That was it.
I was there. That was horrible.
He was giving us a heck of a time with this Bushmill whiskey even before that. So It was horrible. And a guy named Ja Rule was... He didn't even know what city he was in. He wanted cuter girls to drive him around.
Oh, my God.
He was only like 4'8", and he finally comes out and he goes, hey, man, I'm not doing any full set. It's too hot. I go, why don't you do your greatest hits? You'll be out in 5 minutes. I should have never said that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I mean, we were teetering on him just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have went over well.
And that's a big rap name.
Oh, at the time, he was huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he goes, let's do it, Cleveland. We're not in Cleveland, Dude. Come on.
Did you ever, like, when you're pairing the shows, were you, like, responsible for putting, like, certain groups? I know you had Blue Oyster Cult in as well, one of my favorites. Agents of Fortune, one of my
had
favorite
them, ones. And then Tony Rubino helped. You know, he was the one
that
brought those in, and we put that with David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a different crowd for, you know, try to mix it up so it's not just like that guy you had yesterday. He doing the right thing. Foreigner, he gets a double crowd, really.
Exactly.
It's a good move.
Do you think, are there cases where there are bad pairings? I did a couple voice doo-wop shows. I don't know how familiar you are with 50s and 60s music, but I had the Cadillacs and I had a crooner, Jimmy Obama, since I don't have you.
Yeah, all right.
But I had I messed up, though, because I also not only hired the bands, but I had to place them in order. I put the Cadillacs in front of Jimmy Beaumont. Cadillacs are coming out. They're sequined suits, canes, top hats. They're dancing all over the stage. Here comes Jimmy Beaumont. After that, the crowd is charged up. They're electrified. And here comes Beaumont singing ballads after. What a come down. My fault. My bad. I messed up there.
Well, see, I would enjoy that. It wouldn't matter. But yeah, some people...
It was just such a come down from the energy.
I'll tell you what didn't work, and I didn't know why it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Skynyrd and Nugent bickered the entire...
No kidding.
Ted keeps going by with this robe on that says, Da Nuge on the back. Okay, now I'm saving a seat for Rocker from the Indians. He was friends with Ted Nugent.
Yep.
So I'm saving Chuck Alberini a seat. And he goes by, and Richie Medlock is like flipping him off behind him, and there's all this drama going on. And I don't know why. It was like the second time we did them together, and there was a problem. I don't know if Ted's just... hard to get along with, or
what do you? So you're like one of the main men in this. When that's going on amongst your big acts that you bring in, I mean, what do you? You feel like the middleman?
Does it make you
feel awkward? What do you do? Not saying anything.
You get on the radio and you let them know. Now, you know, in that Yankee Lake, there was a million people. They started it too early. People were drunk way too early. Yep. There was going to be a problem. Nugent gets out there and starts shooting arrows through the crowd, hitting Al Sharpton's picture in the back. I get on the radio. Well, exactly what is this? And the Brookfield police go, I don't care if somebody dies in that crowd. I'm not going out there.
Oh, my God.
They were just crazy, all charged up, juiced up. And guess what? Remember now, that's a 2-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
So when the show's over, you got to get 15,000 people out of there.
That's Route 7 there out there in the Brookfield area. Yep.
I saw guys get on their Harley and fall off the other side. I go, somebody's going to die. Because there's people walking home down the road. Yeah.
What do you do, and what do you, you know, and I've talked about this story many, many times. Eddie Money was probably somebody that I was involved with in concerts and bringing him to a show so many times. But every once in a while, Tom, we would encounter a show. It might be even a good weather night, and nobody came to the show. Yeah. And you're on the hook to pay the artist, right? I mean, there's a budget involved there. It's very important, and you're thinking to yourself, what did I do wrong on this one?
It's really it's not funny, but things can happen. Like I had Starship, and I had a line going up crazy, and we had this big rain right in the middle of that, destroyed the show. No way to come back from it. Nothing you can do. And remember, we did the fix. You know, I always said if that was
I was there.
Yeah, you were. I always say,
me and my buddy Mike
Elvis
Masick.
Is coming, and you don't care. Neither will anybody else. So if you don't hit that, like if you miss this show, you're going to miss the biggest thing. People just—it's easier not to go, and people don't stand outside and drink like they used to, so they're not just going to go just for the heck of it.
It's funny you say that because I remember I was with my friend Mike Masick that night. And that was your show. And I am, I think the guy from Hammerjacks was involved with that.
Yeah, Larry Tura.
Yeah, good guy. So you guys pay the fix. This isn't like some fix tribute. This isn't some
all of the
members. These are the
members.
England originals that
with
you saw on MTV.
With a ton of top hits.
Yeah, Saved by Zero, One Thing Leads to Another, Red Skies.
Red Skies at Night.
Secret Separation.
Yeah.
And Mace looks at me. We're on the dance floor. There's like 10 people there. And he goes, can you believe that we are in a room with only 10 people and the fix from MTV is playing up
it's
there?
It's right
in
there.
Niles, Ohio?
It's sounding unbelievably good.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Okay, man on the street time. I got to get this out of the way. This is where I go out on the street, I do a little segment, I try to encounter people, ask them bizarre questions. So anyway, yesterday, I'm walking around, I'm outside of a McDonald's, and I had the tables turned on me when I ran up into this girl. Listen up.
Ooh, hello? What are you doing?
Marsha!
Hey, Marsha, I was wondering if you could do me a big favor. I'll give you $50 cash right now if you tickle me.
No, baby, I'm not doing that.
You didn't even ask me where I want you to tickle me.
Where do you want me to tickle you?
My feet. I've got a bunion, and I've got a couple corns, and you're the perfect person to relieve me of my pain. Would you do it?
No, I don't think so.
Come on! How about $100? $100. Scratch my corns and bunions.
Keep going.
Come on! $150?
A little more.
I got you thinking. You are way too expensive. You know what, Marsha? I think I'm out. I don't think this is ever going to happen.
All right, so she turned the table. She got in my face, Tom. So you never know. When you go out there and you do those live things, you know, if somebody's going to hit you. In this case, the lady walked right up. She was like nose to nose, like, what do you want? And I told her I wanted her to tickle my feet, and you know, she wanted money. For $150, she might have done it.
I would have done it for $10, I think.
Will you tickle my feet right now?
For free.
Tommy, come on, you can do that. My dad, when we were kids, this is a true story, speaking of tickling feet, we used to beg Dad, he'd be laying upstairs at Grandma's house, dead tired. Dad, and me and my sister would be up there. Dad, take us outdoor park, please. We want to go on a ride. We want to do the walkout, Lost River, Jackrabbit. Please. He goes, you can't, you know, outdoor park. I wouldn't go there. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll think about it if you tickle my feet. I swear to God.
Did you guys do it?
He had orange, crusty feet, and we're sitting there tickling him, and he falls asleep. We never did get to go.
Oh, that's bad.
And that is low.
That is low.
And our both of our hands smelled like Cheetos. It was awful. It was an awful experience. I'm telling you. Anyway, hey, Tommy, we're going to get some band guys in here. Chuck Guyswhite, the legendary Bill Scudiere from Sideshow. I think they got a saxophone, a guitar, and they're going to do a couple tunes for us live in the studio. We'll take a break right here. Mr. Sports, Tom Sharp, we're coming back after this. ESPN 94.7, Mr. Sports, Tom Sharp, my special guest co-host today. And Tom, we have been invaded in the studio by a beautiful lady, so I don't mind that invasion.
Very
Chuck,
happy about
maybe
that
a little
invasion.
Bit. And Tom gets greeted with a compliment by Arbutus D'Urso.
And I knew you should she be was on talented.
TV. You should be on TV, she tells him. He's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy. I just thought all of them looked like you.
No. You know what?
It just turned into the Tom Sharp Show.
First of all,
I love you. I've known you for 20 years.
I know you have, but I am going to shut your mic off right now, young lady. After that insulting comment, listen. I am not aged well. I don't deny it. I am who I am. I'm not one of those old guys that trolls for young chicks. You see these old drunk guys.
Well, you were out there trying to get your feet rubbed by a young.
Well, I did, and she seemed like she was game for it and everything.
Arbutus, I tried to get my foot rubbed, and I was, you know, making sure she likes me too.
I used to actually date one of Arbutus's old girlfriends. That's a true story. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. You didn't kiss and tell.
Well, that was a short-lived relationship, so only about 6 months. Arbutus, you're in real estate, right?
I am.
Well, who are you working for?
I manage the Boardman office for Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Stauffer Realty.
Wow.
Somebody, by the way.
I like hearing that.
How was the housing market? We had a guy in here, you know, a friend of mine, Ed Van Sice. He's in real estate too. He said, you know what? The biggest misconception is people don't think they can get a house and they can't get finance because their credit's not that great. He goes, it's more viable than you think.
It is, and there's a lot more options out there than there used to be, especially if you're in the Mahoning area, Youngstown, Grants, everything. So. Mm-hmm.
And how are you involved with Rock for the Care and Chuck Geiswhite and Bill Scudero and all these guys?
Scudero's just a musician in it.
Okay.
Her and I found it.
First of all, Chuck, nobody can hear you 9,000 feet off the microphone.
Okay, well.
What do you think?
I was going to do some sign language. Marks?
Come on now. Okay, go ahead.
Arbutus is the one who helped me start this back up four years ago, coming this year.
Wow.
I had done it in the past, and then I got away from it, and then I kind of like reached out to her and said, you know, I kind of want to do this again, and she wouldn't let it go. So.
Arbutus is very good at like promotion and stuff, right?
She persuaded me, believe me.
Wow. Well, I used to be a bar manager, and I was know a lot of different people in Chuck's industry, and I used to do a lot of different events, and then I had gotten sick around COVID and had brought it up that I wanted to do something like an event with music and so on, and then he brought up that he had done this a while ago, and I'm like, wait, why'd you stop?
Yeah, right.
You know, okay. I feel like a lot of the fundraisers at a lot of local establishments have the money's not going where you think it is, and with this, it's a lot of people think it's Mercy Health that's getting the money, St. Joseph's, but it's not. It's actually that's why it's called the Care Closet, and it's actually for the people that need it.
Oh wow.
So
they just decide who needs it, or it's a specific need.
They qualify for it.
They have to qualify. Oh, okay. So it's like the people that are getting all that extra help aren't taking advantage of that. So,
I gotcha.
Like a lot of men out there, like if you get sick and you're the primary caregiver, the primary person in your household's doing everything, and all of a sudden you're sick, you don't have income, the kids can't get book bags, you can't get gas. Mm. You know, just the basic things that are real hard that people are unaware of, and this is for that. It's.
Do you have a goal that you're amount, or you're just?
We just want it to go up every year, and so far it is.
We've gone up every year.
Every year. Wow. So, and that is our only goal. I mean, it's for the community, but it's by the community. Like me and Chuck could not do it without all the bands, all the people in the background, all the volunteers. There's
and
a
then
lot
you
of
get
people
to donate. Don't even go to the event, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, so Rock for Care, it's a minimal $10 donation, but the money goes for a good cause. Coming up September the 20th, which is what, Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Okay, because I got to get that right, because I messed up the Erin Murphy thing. She's
you're going to have a bunch of people going to Rogers looking for it.
No, don't go until next Friday to see Erin Murphy, Tabitha from Bewitched. All right, Rock for Care will all take place 3 until 11, Ross's Eatery and Pub. By the way, I got food from there. Tam brought me some food home the other day. It was delicious.
Oh, he's amazing.
Nice outdoor patio, 8421 Todd Avenue, Southwest in Warren. If you need a zip code, for those of you who use GPS, 44481. All contributions can be dropped off at Ross's Eatery and Pub. 50-50 raffle. Okay. Care Closet, St. Joseph, Mercy Health involved. Here's some of the live music bands you'll hear from. Fetish, Greybeard Band, Guy and the Citizens, Mr. Lucky, Chuck's part of, Dombrowski. In fact, that's your band. Dombrowski Band, Thrown Together, 19th Paradise, and the Greasy Boys.
Sideshow.
Wow, and Sideshow.
Sideshow.
You didn't put him on here, though.
I know, I had to.
Yeah, what the hell, Chuck?
That would be my fault.
It's not her fault, my fault. I just didn't want to deal with it, because most of these bands on here aren't playing, so we have a whole new lineup.
Now, if anybody wants to donate, I got a contact here for Michelle Carson. Is that correct?
Michelle Carsone, or myself, you can reach out. I'll come to you. I have no problem coming to get baskets,
she
funds.
Well, Tom wants your number after the show, but not for
contribution. Yeah, I bet you can get a lot of people to come.
He just wants to see if you want to go to lunch with him.
I'm just kidding. You'd make a lot of money.
I'll get Tom to come up and sing a song.
And there is a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
There is a GoFundMe, too.
There is a GoFundMe?
There is a GoFundMe.
So where's that at? How do we find that?
You can go to GoFundMe. It's Rock for Care. And then we also have it on site. We have our own group. We're always looking for more participants.
Chuck.
Any checks make out to St. Joe's Cancer Center.
Okay. And again, the proceeds have been impressive in the total amount of money you've been raising, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Last year we raised $7,000. That's the most we've ever raised.
What's the outdoor venue like to play there? Kind of, you know, we skim by it a little bit.
I'm trying to figure out where
unlimited parking both across the street and behind there.
Where it's at. I just look at the building.
It's in the back.
Okay.
We have a big tent in the back, and this year we're going to have a flatbed trailer.
And it's going to have limited barbecue. Sometimes there's vendors. We've had the Dunkin' booth.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the food. I mean, what do we have?
Oh, it's going to be barbecue. So he does have the best food, but he is sticking with barbecue.
Tom, it reminds me of the old Ribs Festival he used to do. Yep.
I love full service, too.
I love his old Rib Festivals and everything. I come into it, and you just smell that barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and all that smoke, that flavorful
really
smelling
good,
smoke.
Yeah.
It was terrific.
I love meat.
You just made me hungry with that.
I know.
I just had a visual of all that.
Salivating things.
I contacted Greenwoods, you know, we used to work for, to see about them donating. And they had already donated to Ross in the care closet because Ross caters to them a lot, and they're very happy with their service and everything. So, you know, we got a special...
Earl Ross also does a lot of the golf outings. He brings in the catering. So if you're ever looking for food for those golf outings.
Wow.
And we have more than any county.
The GM battery plant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Okay.
So Bill Skadair's in here with you today as a special guest. Somebody that is not only going to be performing there, but Bill is a legend as the front guy with Sideshow. Saxophone, singer. You guys are going to actually offer us up a couple of tunes today, are you not?
I think.
What do you mean you think? Chuck, you promised.
We were
you must deliver.
The girl down the hallway heard us, so we must not be that bad.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with more. Stay tuned. Mr. Sports, Tom Sharp, Chuck Geiswhite, Arvydas D'Urso. Do I got it right?
D'Urso.
Okay, D'Urso. I'll take D'Urso. And Bill Skadair, we return after this.